I was very overweight. My heart probably wouldn't have stuck out that weight either. I was very depressed and I was stuck in a rut. And also, I was suffering from high cholesterol, which is now lowered because of the weight loss.
You're living in Galway, is that right?
I'm living in Galway, I am in Curtin.
Ah, fantastic. So tell me, well done first of all, because you have lost over 2 stone, 12 kilos, sometimes we have to say kilos, I'm still in stones, but we'll say kilos, which is amazing. And well, I have your graph here as well, that I don't know if the girls have shown you, but that is absolutely fantastic. Well done. Not a slip in sight. One little plateau, which is normal. Not a slip in sight. And can you remember, Kathy, when you came in, what your mental weight report looked like?
It had actually, there were a lot of very, very low scores with regard to self-confidence, guilt, perfectionism. So you see, we always say the reds are the lower. You surprised? Tell me, how did you feel when you saw that, and did you relate to it? Did you agree with what came up, or how did you feel?
I did. I was very. I was shocked, but I kind of knew in a way that it was time to do something.
I was eating too much fatty foods. The takeaway the weekend, either it was Chinese or a burger or chips or something that would stop the cravings. I think I have to do something about my weight, and I just got this thing in my head. I said, that's it, I'm going to go now and get. And then I saw the advertisement for, I think it was on Facebook, Weight Motivation. And then I think I made the appointment and I went up to Dublin on the 2nd of July. And sure, that was the best move I did.
Okay. So cholesterol, just to come back to the cholesterol, cholesterol was actually high. Have you had your cholesterol checked since you've lost the weight?
Yes. It's way down. I think it's actually 0.5 compared to what it was like in July.
Wow, well done. How does that feel?
Fantastic.
Yeah, just about to mention that you are doing 100 miles in the month of October for the Irish Hospice Foundation.
An amazing, amazing charity, and we're delighted to support you for that and donate to it, which I'll do after we've had our chat.
But what really jumped out at me was the fact that when you started off, your exercise was a big issue.
Like, I came up there, I don't know if you can see, 33. So we always do everything above 70. You know, we say take one habit at a time. But the fact that exercise was not happening, basically, going from that now to 100 miles in the month of October is fantastic. So well done, you. That must feel good.
It made me feel absolutely fantastic.
How do you find the online then?
I find the online consultations absolutely fantastic. I have those every Wednesday or Thursday. Billy and Hennessy is absolutely fantastic. And I feel like it's like counselling more than a consultation.
Get you to let out your emotions. It's good to cry. It's good to talk.
And then I use the phrase, a weight lifted off your shoulders. It literally is, as you say, somebody's listening to you. You're getting a chance to talk. You're saying it. You're putting it out there instead of blocking it. That's what we do. We block our emotions. Comfort eating is blocking our emotions.
So you're dead right. It is. Some of us are trained counselors, some trained in various different therapies, in all different types of all different qualifications, and the team you're right are absolutely fantastic. So you felt safe, in a safe place, and that you could, and it's private, which is nice too, isn't it, that it's one-to-one.
You can see the other person there with you, and you can have a laugh as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because
once you start, you kind of feel, it's kind of second nature, isn't it? You just log on, you get your link once a week, you click in, and I always feel you're in the room.
It's more personal or something, isn't it?
It is. very personal.
Listen, Kathy, thank you so much for doing this with us.
I will be watching you and supporting you for your 100 miles. You're an absolute inspiration to people.
Thank you.
Very motivating. And we are so proud of you. And I hope most of all that you're proud of yourself, because that's the main thing. We're delighted to donate to the Irish Hospice Foundation then, which I'll go on the link as soon as I'm finished this, as soon as I get back into the office. Not at all. You're a gorgeous person. Lovely to meet you. And continued success. I'll see you soon.
See you soon, Ashleen.
Take care, Kathy.